Are you very active on your social media platforms and you are wondering if it replaces public relations and if you need PR? This is what we're talking about in this episode.
Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening, and let's get started.
Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 149 of the Nata PR School podcast. Yes, 149. I can't believe it sometimes how fast it goes. And when you do it week by week, you know, one episode a week, how crazy you start building something at the end, right? So if you are wondering if you should start doing anything in your life, just do one little thing, the smallest thing you can do, do it every week or every day, like the smallest thing, 5 minutes of gym or yoga, or 5 minutes of social media, 5 minutes of PR even. So today in this episode, we talk about if social media is replacing public relations. Has social media really replaced public relations? Of course, we know that social media has a significantly impact. It has a huge impact on how business, companies, even individuals manage their image, their communication. And sometimes we have companies that come to us and they consult us. They want to know more about PR and what we could do for them. And it's really hard even to convince them that, yes, they need it because they are very successful on their social media platform and they think it's enough. They can be extremely successful. But you would be very surprised how, even if you are extremely present and successful on the web, many people still today don't know you. So why not talk to these people as well? Of course, you can just live and have a great life with your social media platforms, make a lot of money. This is not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here is the fact that when you combine those two, you're going to be reaching out to far more consumers and maybe consumers that you want to serve. Maybe you have an amazing product for them and they don't even know it because they're not often on social media. Not all consumers are connected on TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook. Something we know, but sometimes that we forget. So many still rely on online and traditional media to be informed because they read international news. So having a PR strategy can have a big impact for your company. So, and of course, something you probably know, but when you think about it, so the evolution of the media landscape is really incredible. So traditional media has also adopted social media to communicate and, you know, share information. I don't know if you're like me. I love looking at what Le Monde, New York Times, The Economist, The Washington Post, so many amazing traditional media, how they use Instagram and Facebook and sometimes TikTok. So, and I get so much information. So for me, it's a fast way. I use Twitter also, not as much anymore. But I love consuming media through social media as well. I still love printed magazines. So you don't know, your consumer might be really there or they read online. So since the pandemic, those who were already online, traditional media, like even traditional magazines, they have like huge website now. So why not talk to these people and be visible on these platforms? Why would you not take advantage of it? So integrate the fact that you will integrate strategy, PR strategy, will give you a more broader, larger way of communicating to some other people. So at Nata PR, there's not one proposal that goes out without having a social media strategy integrated with our public relations. Even if you have already, you're successful, because many companies now start online, which is amazing, and they come to us because PR is a very specific tool. And if you don't know how to do it, it's great to come to us because we know how to complement what you have already put into place and how we can go in other places. It's this, you know, this fragmentation that hasn't stopped. Back in the days, it was really easy. You were doing traditional media, you know, before social media even existed, communicating to your consumer, you had to do it through a traditional media, which was, when you think about it today, so simple. Now, you can be on YouTube. You can decide to buy advertising on Facebook, AdWords, LinkedIn, or on some traditional media. So there are so many places where you can be visible. And you need to know that even if, of course, Gen Z don't listen to TV anymore, and even the millennials are not really plugged on in front of their TV, but it still has a huge impact on many people. It has changed. It talked to an older demographic, but depending on your product, it might be interesting for you to even try to have those news talk about you if you do something incredible and you innovate. Even local TV sometimes can have a huge impact. And of course, online reputation management has become something many public relations agencies are now specialized in. Why? Because, as you can imagine, social media has really given individuals a power to express really quickly their opinions, to reach out to you in a fast, fast way. And they communicate with, especially when they're not happy about something. So you have to listen to what these people have to say. And PR professional, of course, we are always there looking, listening. Yeah, because as you know, maybe you've noticed, you know, since the Me Too and all those Black Lives Matter, all those movements that are so important. So it's important to listen to what's happening on social media because it goes super fast. And we are changing, growing through a lot of changes, maybe faster than ever in the human history because of social media, the access, this international access all of a sudden, that's so fast. And if you don't pay attention, so you might do something that might, you know, damage your own reputation. So you have to be careful and listen, and then you can maybe decide to take position or not. But it's kind of vital to really listen to what's happening on social media. PR, we're good at that. We know how to then what you should be doing, how you should include that in your PR strategy. I remember one of our clients actually who came back to us. So we worked for him, I don't know, maybe more than 10 years. And at one point, maybe more than a few years ago, and when Instagram was really becoming powerful, that's before TikTok. And I can understand my client who came to us and said, well, I need more money and I need to invest and I want to create my own in-house social media department, which made complete sense and I could understand completely. So they completely stopped PR because they had done PR for so many years. So they're like, oh, so let's see what's going to happen with our social media platform, you know. And it's funny, they came back to us 3 years after. This is why I know so well that what we do has such an impact. So after 3 years, not even one journalist had written about them, about what anything new they've created, their innovations, not one review article. And even some journalists told us they thought that the company was closed down. Oh my God, they're still around. So we thought they were closed, or even if they were very present on the web, so and on their social media platform. So this is why it's not always everybody who's there at where you are at the same time you are, right? And I know it's kind of tricky and difficult, but you need to know that all international brands, that's exactly what they do. They, when they decide to enter, let's say, the North American market, they come to us because they know we understand social media. We can also work with influencers, local influencers in the market where they are new. So we can really combine PR, social media with what they're doing internationally on their social media platforms and see how we can have once in a while some local information. So it's there's a brand that does that quite well, and they're based in New York, and they are opening all over the world right now. It's very interesting what they do. And you need to know that they hire a PR agency in every new market where they open stores at this point in time. So it's very interesting. So voila. So yes, social media is important, but no, it will not replace. It doesn't replace public relations, of course not. And as I say all the time, the most important word in public relations is relations. So we have this human contact, and nothing will replace these traditional tools such as press release, the connections that we create with journalists and influencers. So take advantage of public relations and come to us. And if you want to continue this conversation, I will tell you how you can do it. And if it's the timing is right, I'll give you some honest tips and a free consultation, of course. And I hope that this PR break was really useful. And it's a hot topic, of course, social media replace public relations? And the answer is no. And I hope, my friends, that you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.